Good day, I'm Theodore Henry with GIS Midday News for Friday, January 6. Coming up, Prime Minister reassures public sector workers over job cuts, public sector transformation policy to tackle corruption, and the Urban Development Corporation appoints new general manager. The news in detail after this message.
The holiday season is filled with happiness and cheer, but it can also be a time of danger for road users. Here is a holiday road safety tip from Petrojam Limited in association with the Road Safety Unit.
Buckle up! Wearing your seatbelt dramatically reduces your risk of death or serious injury. Ensure that all children are strapped in appropriate child restraints. Safety restraint systems save lives. Make this holiday season a safe one for all. A holiday road safety tip from the Road Safety Unit and Petrojam Limited, where safety is our number one priority.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is moving to reassure public sector workers that there will not be any wide-scale job cuts under the planned public sector transformation program.
The objective of public sector transformation is not to cut jobs. So where mergers happen and closures happen and job losses there are inevitable, then the government has a duty that those who are affected can have access to retraining, and that there is an outplacement system in place that supports the transition into private sector employment.
The Prime Minister maintains that public sector transformation will allow persons to work in either a productive and modern public sector or put talents to work in a dynamic private sector. He also insists that every effort will be exercised to ensure that public sector transformation is implemented in a manner that ensures workers' rights are protected and abides by the rule of law to ensure not only transparent, but also fair and equitable outcomes. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the newly launched public sector transformation policy will address the issue of corruption in the government. Mr. Holness points out that the policy will actively seek to shorten bureaucratic processes, allowing fewer opportunities for manipulation of the system.
Everything that we're doing here is about making the public sector more efficient, which invariably means less corrupt. So it's not that we're ignoring corruption, we're taking a different approach to fighting corruption.
Planning also is underway for the implementation of a merit-based performance system where top performers are rewarded appropriately and productivity increases achieved. These strategies will allow the public sector to not only attract the best talent, but also to retain them. Mr. Holness was delivering the policy statement on public sector transformation at the Office of the Prime Minister Thursday. The Ministry of Labour and Social Security says it expects to surpass 2016 overall figure of workers sent on the Canadian Seasonal Agricultural Workers Programme by 1,000 this year. Director of Manpower Services, Andrea Miller-Stennett, says there are a number of new farms using the programme to request workers.
Last year we had 8,934. We're expecting to surpass that based on the feedback over the years. The employers in Canada like this program, so they continue to, you know, to take Jamaican workers. We thank the employers and we're thankful for the program.
A total of 375 Jamaican workers departed yesterday to take up jobs under the Canadian Seasonal Agricultural Program. Another group of workers will leave on January 12. The Canada-Caribbean Seasonal Agricultural Workers Program is now in its 50th year. And Dr. Damien St. Jude Graham is the new general manager of the Urban Development Corporation, UDC. Dr. Graham assumed duties on January 3. In a release Thursday, the UDC hailed the new general manager as a strong and proven leader, a results-oriented professional who will lead the UDC in its charge to redevelop specific areas in downtown Kingston and advance the development of Montego Bay and Ocho Rios. According to the release, the UDC will also focus on the continued development of other townships geared towards spurring growth for Jamaica and its people. Dr. Graham's professional specialized training includes contracts negotiation, risk management, and aspects of leadership geared towards team building. That was the GIS News. I'm Theodore Henry.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.